7 after the hour. Welcome to Monday, the 14th of May. Yesterday was Mother's Day. How many people enjoyed being a mother yesterday? Did you, Roberta Fasanelli, enjoy
very much
your
a very nice Mother's Day? Yes.
Yeah. What did you do that was exciting?
Oh, let's see. We went to my mother-in-law. That was exciting.
Uh-huh. Mother-in-law.
And we had sushi, and that was exciting.
Yeah.
And I did some planting. I planted some herbs and some flowers outside. It was
plant
a beautiful
this.
Day.
It was a nice day
gorgeous.
In New York yesterday.
So,
yeah. Nice day in the
planting.
Northeast.
Very, very nice.
Good. All right. So let's see. Heather Bachman is here. She's a mother as well. So what happened on Mother's Day with you? You're close to your mom. And your three children are close to you. So what happened on Mother's Day?
Yes, my oldest daughter came out. I was very pleased to see her. And I had
came out like she came out of
the closet?
Yeah, I delivered her. Yeah, finally. I've been waiting. Yes. No, she lives in Boston, so she came out and hung with us.
Uh-huh.
I had a wonderful friend give me this casserole. So I didn't have to do all the cooking because I've been still fighting something off a little under the weather. Yes, it was lovely.
A casserole. How Midwestern.
Yeah. It was awesome. Oh, I know, right?
I told...
Did you do casseroles in New York City?
Did it have, like, French fried onion rings on top?
I know. Did you?
It
I
did
love
not.
That.
Green bean casserole.
Green beans with French fried onion rings.
Oh,
yeah.
Please.
Casserole. It was like a chicken noodle broccoli cheesy thing going on.
I don't think I have never made a casserole in my life.
What is wrong with you? How could you have never made a casserole?
You're asking Roberta
sushi.
What's wrong with her?
Because I had sushi for Mother's Day.
We eat sushi too, but why wouldn't you have a casserole? Casseroles are great. It's all meal in one.
Well, you know, I guess you could call lasagna a casserole.
Sure.
In a way. Okay, sure. I've made lasagna.
Okay. It's nuts.
Don't right, attack anyway. My French, my Durkee's French onion rings. And just fighting words, man.
Airplane coming back from San Francisco yesterday, and I was wishing all of, I endeared myself to all of the staff by wishing all of them. I think there was only one male attendant. There were four women, and they were all mothers, and they all wanted to be, they just wanted to be mothers. They wanted to talk about, they weren't worried that they weren't with their families, because by the time they get in, they'd be able to spend some time with their family. But they just wanted all mothers, these women, all represented motherhood, and they wanted to be known as mothers. They wanted to talk about their children. Here's a picture of my 21-year-old. Here's a picture of my 14-year-old. Here's a picture. Everybody, and all of them, there wasn't one of them that was married. Not one of them.
Not one of the children or one of the flight attendants?
Not one of the flight attendants was married.
Wow.
They all had pictures of their children. None of them were married. They all
so they all dumped their husbands after they had the kids.
Well, I don't know about
that. At some point.
At some point, that probably is what happened. So anyway, and it was interesting because...
So which one of them did you try and get a phone number for?
The one with the biggest bazoombas.
No, would you stop it?
It is that easy, isn't it?
Yes, it really is.
I was very nice and very tactful, and I managed to get extra cookies out of them, and that's really what I wanted to do anyway. I needed a cookie. Yesterday was cookie day. I needed a cookie. So,
you see,
anyway.
When you're 20, you want the bazoombas. When you're 60, you want the cookie.
No, I would say that probably both of them would have been. But there
you'll
was
take them both.
Any,
right.
There was nothing that. But why did you
I
put me in this
for
position?
The cookies.
I settle for the cookies. Right. Speaking of settling, the Queen of Cheap, Roberta Fasanelli, has deals today. In about a half hour, we'll be visiting with her. And the deals that we will hear more about, Roberta, would include...
Oh, we got some great deals from Old Navy and how to get buy one, get one free movie tickets and half-price books for kids, the summer reading program where they can actually make money.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll try to... Jennifer will be back tomorrow. She does a better job of the television stuff, even though she claims I always am interrupting her. Hard to believe that could be possible. But
you
there'll be some more renewal news. We'll have that for you later on. In this hour, plus lots of conversation about what's going on in the world. This is Mental Health Month. This is Mental Health Week. And in fact, today is Mental Health Day. And I thought that it would be worth a moment or two of our time for you to hear the story of Ralph and Edna. Ralph.
We need the soap opera music
and Edna.
Now.
Okay.
Well, you know, just because.
And these are the days of our lives.
Of our lives, right, exactly. Just because somebody doesn't love you the way you want them to, it doesn't mean that they don't love you with all that they have.
Where's the dishes?
Ralph and Edna were both patients in a mental hospital. One day, while they were walking past the hospital swimming pool, Ralph suddenly jumped in. He sank to the bottom of the pool and stayed there. Edna promptly jumped in to save him. She swam to the bottom. She pulled him out. When the head nurse became aware of Edna's heroic act, she immediately ordered her to be discharged from the hospital, as now she was considered mentally stable. When she went to tell Edna the news, she said, "Edna, I have great news for you." Well, actually, good news and bad news. The good news is you're being discharged since you were able to respond rationally to that crisis, jumping in, saving the life of that person you love the most. I have concluded that your act displays sound judgment. You're of sound mind and obviously of sound body because you jumped into the pool and you were able to pull Ralph out. The sad news is Ralph hung himself in the bathroom with his bathrobe belt right after you saved him. I'm so sorry. He's no longer with us. Edna replied, "He didn't hang himself. I put him there to dry. How soon can I go home?" It's 13 past the hour on Good Day.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails open and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
andro400.com. All right, so we have, 16 past the hour, 17 after the hour. Jersey town has banned texting whilst you walk. Fort Lee, New Jersey, right across the George Washington Bridge. Mm-hmm. Today, start issuing $85 jaywalking tickets to anybody walking in Fort Lee and texting at the same time. The police chief there, Thomas Rapoli, says there have been three fatal pedestrian accidents, people walking out into the traffic, texting, and getting run over. I mean, how stupid, how completely stupid can you be?
That's
stupid. That is stupid.
Pedestrian, we have become so connected to these damnable devices that people just have lost all common sense. But you know, people have generally lost a lot of common sense anyway.
I saw that show, the movie WALL-E. Yeah. The animated show, I don't know, four or five years ago, whatever.
Yeah, right.
And basically it portrays humans as big, fat,
stupid
blobs who just sit in their little automated cars and stare at the screen all the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm really insulted by this.
Mm-hmm.
But really, the more and more you think about it, they're kind of right.
Not too far off pace. Yeah.
Just I mean, otherwise, why would we have the obesity epidemic that we have? I was... I better not. No, I take that back. I'm not going to tell that story. I had
nice job, Dudley. Well done. Self-filtering.
It affects too many people who are too close to me, so I'm not going to tell the story that I was about to tell. I am going to, however, underscore where we are in our country by using the following information. House Bill 4157. Sponsored by U.S. Representative Thomas Rooney of Florida, the chairman of the House Agriculture Subcommittee on Livestock, Dairy, and Poultry. This is how bad things are in our country. Those of you who want to vote, Roberta, I'm sure about Heather on this, for Barack Obama, keep this in mind. The Obama administration last month promulgated rules implementing a restrictive family farm regulation that would prohibit any member of a farm family under the age of 18 from being near animals without adult supervision.
What?
That means your son, Heather, could no longer go anywhere near the animals without any kind of supervision. You would not be able to... let's see here. Animals over 6 months old would not be approachable by anybody under the age of 18. Any tractor over 20 horsepower would not be operable by anybody who is under the age of 18. Anybody working on a task on the farm over 6 feet high would not be allowed. Youngsters could not work at stockyards, grain facilities, feed facilities. The language of the proposal is so specific, it bans youth from operating a battery-powered screwdriver.
Wait, but who introduced this?
It was the Department of Labor, the Obama administration Department of Labor.
Does a congressman have to introduce it?
No, this is not a bill. This is a rule. Rulemaking. And they can introduce any rules they want to.
So say goodbye to 4-H.
Yeah, 4-H is gone, FFA gone under this ruling. So those of you who are thinking of voting for him, you might want to keep that in mind, unless it doesn't make any difference to you. Help yourself. What a disgusting reality. It really is. Disgusting. And just another example of where we are, how we've gone down the wrong path. Oy. 21 after the hour.
The chores. Fresh air.
You are my...
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing outside a popular Gainesville burger joint. They've got fresh, juicy patties and golden brown onion rings. But they've had unhappy fans until recently. So, ma'am, just what caused the turnaround?
Well, we love their burgers, but until now, their bathrooms were, how should I put it? Ew.
They were dirty, huh?
Oh, yeah. We stopped coming here. Then we saw the CentOS truck and gave it another try.
Yep. They called CentOS for a game changer to deep clean these restrooms and to stock supplies like hand soap and paper towels. Was CentOS the winning play for you?
Yep. They won us back. And now at this restaurant, every wall and every stall shines. For more, let's go back up to the booth.
Thanks, Aaron. Clean restroom supplies are one of many expert services Cintas can tackle for your business. Don't lose business to dirty restrooms. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team.
With the white truck.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You guys are reading the chat room right now.
What's in the chat room? Pal Talk chat room.
They're asking if there is a Dudley bobblehead doll. And then they're, yes. And then they're talking about the things that when you pull the string, it would say.
That's good.
I love Ron Paul. Mitt Romney sucks. Oh, my God. Barack smokes. I love cows. She's too skinny. Rising sucks.
At least they've got my act on.
They know you well.
I love predictable behavior.
It's fun with Doug Stephens today.
Riding in the Deep, I wrote the first verse. The verse is in bridge.
Musical story. We always have a little music here in this part of the hour. Give you something to think about. There's an emotion catch. There's some kind of a reason for us telling the story. Starting out with Michael Jackson's Thriller, which was the most popular album of all time.
I remember that debut on air. Oh.
So popular that it was never to be duplicated until Adele came along with 21. Adele's 21 has sold more copies in 15 months than Michael Jackson's Thriller in 29 years.
Wow.
More popular. She's the most popular in terms of sales of CDs, if you will, or albums. Most popular entertainer, most popular singer of all time. Who would have thunk it? And by the way, piracy killing the music industry? I don't think so.
Music industry had a good year last year.
Yeah. I don't see piracy.
Well, and basically killing. Because of her.
Right. Yeah. Every time I was listening in the car over the weekend, driving around in San Francisco and San Jose, and I was flipping around, I found myself flipping around the station to see if I could find her music. And I could recognize her voice. She's that attractive a singer,
her,
I think,
yeah.
and does transcend age boundaries and musical
genres.
Tastes, yep. Genres, just as she's got it somehow or other. There's
and you don't have an iPod, why?
I don't have an iPod.
Right.
Because
I know you don't have an iPhone because you're afraid you'll be just.
I'm not afraid of anything, but
no,
I don't want to.
You'll break it.
I will break it. I know I'll break it. Somebody said to me over the weekend, "You need to have an iPad."
An iPhone. They have cases called an OtterBox.
Yeah.
You can drop that thing off the roof. You're not going to break it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Wow. I'm not sure that I...
Then there's the technical challenge side of things that we need to overcome.
Thanks for bringing that up, Bruce. That's
but you're
helpful.
Pretty good on the iPad, and it's no different.
I'm fine on the iPad.
You need to be able to carry your music with you.
Yeah.
They don't have the oldie stations anymore.
Well, you know what would happen?
Carry the oldie station in your pocket.
Exactly. Bob Kay, whose son got married this weekend, that's why I went to San Jose, he's got more stuff. He's very good. I mean, he's...
Oh, yeah, Bob's very
he's
good.
He's older than I am. And he's come around understanding all this stuff, all the gadgetry, all of the things. He put together some great music for his son's wedding, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
And but he's got all of this stuff. He has 30 times 30 of these things that are on the stick, if you will. And you put them together. I mean, I'd have a great time listening to that stuff. And to the point where I probably wouldn't listen to the radio, which bothers me. That's probably one of the reasons I don't want to do it, actually. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-507-5898.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-507-5898. That's 1-800-507-5898.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on the car.
They're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah.
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, get over 10,000 top brands of tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours. Find your local Tire and Lube Express at Walmart.com.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
It's now 33 minutes after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Heather Bachman and Rich McFadden. Jennifer back tomorrow. We're talking about some of the things the government ought to be ashamed of and the administration implementing rules to restrict family farm operations. If there's ever been an example of this whole government thing being ludicrous, this is it. All right, so here's a local. You're going to love this one, Roberta. Coming okay. to a street near you in New York, if it's going on in Los Angeles, has to be happening in New York. I got a bill from the city of Los Angeles from the Brush Clearance Department, a bill everybody in Los Angeles apparently has gotten. This is the Brush Clearance Inspection Fee. If you have any vegetation on your property at all, they're going to send an inspector to your house, and they will charge you $23 for looking at the vegetation.
We're out of control.
I have two pots. I have no vegetation. There's no lawn. There's nothing at this house. This is a house that's set on it's a little bungalow house set just up from the beach in Santa Monica Canyon. And I have a patio in the back. And then there's the Los Angeles River is right there. And the front of the house has a little patio. And I have two of those 3-foot-long potted, what do you call it, filled with dirt. And I have little Brendan grew corn and beans in them one year.
Mm-hmm.
I, at the moment, have a couple of flowers. And out in front of the house, on the street, there is a plot maybe 8 feet long by 2 feet wide. There's a tree in it. And there's also a couple of flowers and a rose bush and stuff next to the mailbox. So they have sent an inspector. I'm showing you there it is. Heather can see it.
Wow.
I'm not making this up, right?
It's very official.
There it is. Look. So look at that. Look at the.
My gosh. It is from the City of Los Angeles Brush Clearance. It is. And it's a bill for $23. Mm-hmm. For Brush Clearance Ordinance Number 172449.
So did they actually come to your house and clear brush?
No, they came
they
to
looked
inspect
at it.
They came to inspect the brush.
They looked at his brush.
Yep.
And charged him for it.
You have a lot of brush for $23.
$23. You think I'm going to pay that? Gee, this is what I'm doing with
Well, in New York, what we have is sanitation inspectors.
Yeah, right.
And they go around, and they actually, like, listen to your garbage. They'll pick it up.
They listen to your garbage?
They listen to your garbage to see if you haven't recycled properly. So in case you have cans or bottles in your garbage, they'll pick it up and put it down. And if they do hear it, they will open it up and issue you a fine. And the woman next door, I felt so bad for her. Somebody dumped 2 paper coffee cups in front of her house the other day and a couple of napkins, and she got a $100 fine yeah. for not keeping the sidewalk clean. She was like, she was livid.
Wow. I would have been livid.
I told her, take a picture of it and fight it because this is ridiculous. Yep. I mean, 2 coffee cups and a couple of napkins, because you're supposed to clean your sidewalk out to 18 inches into the street. So even stuff in the gutter, they will fine you. Yeah. I mean,
you see, this is what is going to turn us completely against our country. This kind of stuff is completely
crazy.
Between
crazy.
This stuff and the attack on the family farms, every segment of the society. The reason I brought these up is because it gives you an example from the country and the city. And you've just underscored it, Roberta, mm-hmm. of how out of control government is. Well, they need money because they are overspending. They have too many programs that don't work.
They don't ever cut. They just figure out ways to charge more.
And where does it stop? How does it stop? That's why I've been, people were teasing me at the town meeting because I voted against every single capital expenditure that there was. And the reason I did, I don't have the status to make a big deal about it this year, but the example that I gave, and I think I gave this on the air, they spent $550,000 to buy a new fire engine to replace one that is mm-hmm. 13, 14 years old. And that represents 100 families' real estate taxes in the town. That's the way to look. 100 families buying a fire engine that they could have sent to a facility that's 14 miles from here, known around the country for rehabbing fire engines. Cities and towns that are responsible send these vehicles because they're made like an airplane to last 30 years. You don't see every, you know, the air is full of planes that have been made in the 80s, let's say, the late 70s, 737s, 757s, 767s that were made in they started making 737s in the late 60s, and they don't have those flying anymore, but there are some flying from the late 70s and early 80s, and they are updated now because they have new engines and that kind of stuff. But those things are built to last for 30 years. So's a fire engine. It's not like a car that has a body on top of it. They're built to go a million miles, so nobody knows that, apparently, but me. So I haven't gotten up there, but you could have that same vehicle rehab for $150,000 and it'll last another 10 years. So why would you spend, that $150,000 is, how many families is that? That's 30 families. 30 families paying to rehab it versus 100 families paying for a new one.
Your taxes are only $5,000 per family?
The average home in Framingham is about $5,000-$6,000. The average home is about $5,000-$6,000. Yeah, well, the bargain, if you, it's a little six. The average house is a little six-room ranch house. Framingham is not an affluent community. It has a lot of smaller developments, a lot of slabs, if you will, over where, over where your mother lives.
They look like those little, like, post-war homes.
They are. They're late 40s, early 50s homes.
Soldiers bought them for a dollar.
Right.
And,
well, they used to, they could buy a home for $14,850. That's what those houses cost when they were new.
Equivalent to a dollar today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. 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 Right. Today it's those houses are worth $190,000 maybe.
My mom's is for, getting back up to in the upper threes.
It is? Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's coming back up.
Right. Well, it's yours is across the street from where this last. The slabs were really,
behind her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's something for us to be thinking about. Here's another item of interest before we get into the Queen of Cheap Bargains for today. United States Department of Agriculture inspecting chicken and turkey carcasses. They're looking. Listen to this. USDA is considering a pilot program that would eliminate inspections by the government and allow private poultry processing plants.
Private poultry processing plants to do whatever they want to do. Okay.
The USDA is holding a public commenting period on the proposed private poultry processing plant. The deadline
is
approaching.
It's called the PPPP.
There's a petition.
For the P4.
You can see, I knew that I was risking, Richie, if I was going to take this. Prevent private poultry processing plants.
That's a PPPPP.
So the public. Never mind, I'm not going to do any more.
Perception.
Yes, the public perception of private poultry. Processing plant.
It's pretty precarious.
It is, yeah. And people are peeved about this. So
they are peeved.
Anyway, you may want to look into that a little bit more. You're a government at work. All right, let's get to the Queen of Cheap Deals today as we work our way into your hearts and minds. Roberta Fasanelli is in charge. She is the Queen of Cheap.
It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Let's start with Michaels. You know how I love Michaels. Well, this deal is good until the 19th of May. You can get either $5 off of $25 or $10 off of $50 or $15 off of $75. You get the idea. And you also get 40% off of one item. So you can either print out the coupon, or what I do is you can show it on your cell phone. They actually let you do that. So whenever you go in, you just look on your cell phone and pull up the item, and they give you money off. So that's a great deal. Half Price Books, they have their kids' summer reading program. So they can get a free $5 gift card to Half Price Books. We have kids 14 and under can go do this, and we have all the information for you at DougStephan.com. Old Navy, $5 off a $25 purchase. That's good until the 24th if you're looking to get summer clothes for your kids. Visa Signature Card. If you have one, keep in mind that they've started a buy one, get one free movie ticket program, and we have all the information for you at DougStephan.com. And here's the great deal from Gavalia. They have 4 boxes of coffee plus a free coffee maker for $9.99. Now, what they do is they sign you up for their free coffee delivery program, where you pay for the coffee, but I think they deliver it free. But if you don't want it, you just get this 4 boxes of free coffee, the free coffee maker for $10, a little under $10. That includes free shipping, by the way. And then you just, unsign yourself from it. There's no obligation. So all these great deals are found at DougStephan.com under the Queen of Cheap section, and check out all the other stuff on there. So there's lots of stuff that'll save you mucho buckos.
All right, check it out, Queen of Cheap box. And next to it is Phil Leppert, the supermarket guru, with lots of information today about potatoes. Where to buy potatoes, why potatoes are good for you, what the value is there. So if you're a potato person and you're planning to be involved in the private poultry business, then
stop it.
Check that out. Meanwhile, ABC is planning a 3-hour show covering something pretty amazing, and Whitney Houston comes to life on television. That info coming up here on Good Day.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit. I always carry Bullfrog with me.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. New easy continuous spray. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. The number one choice to beat the burn and the bite. Use as directed. Bullfrog on Facebook and Twitter.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and let's all root for the home team. The home team, that's the one that we want to root for, especially when we live in a city and we go to a sporting championship or we go to a sporting game or an arena or even perhaps a little league game or something along those lines. We all get together and we want our team to win. Ever wonder why? It's not really because we want them to win, believe it or not, but psychologists say that we do not want to be associated with a loser. And that's why we root and root for our home team to be the victorious ones in some type of a contest. Now, what about life? Do we want to associate with losers? Is that why we want to be winners? Part of that answer is yes. We should not allow ourselves to be associated with losers. We always want to win for the sake of winning, for the sake of coming out and showing our talents. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Now, 48 past the hour. The ABC Television Network planning a three-hour show. This story at DougStephan.com. Three-hour show covering a tightrope walker's attempt to cross Niagara Falls. The man making the attempt is Nick Walenda, a member of the famous Daredevil family, the Flying Walendas.
Oh, wow.
Been around since the 1930s, as I recall, doing high wire acts at circuses, et cetera, et cetera. It's amazing.
Haven't they had people perish attempting that already?
Oh, yeah, right. People going,
so why do we keep trying to do it?
Well, because it's there, it needs to be done.
What's Einstein's rule?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think is it has to do with not idiocy, but
basically, it's your nuts if you keep trying to do the same thing.
Right. No, insanity. The definition of insanity is trying the same thing over and over again, expecting a different
outcome.
You know what it reminds me of, though?
Right. Splash.
Back in the old days, I don't know, the 70s or something like that, when you used to turn on Saturday, the Wide World of Sports.
Yep.
And watch and wait for Evel Knievel to do his latest jump.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yep. Also, Whitney Houston's relatives have made a deal with Lifetime for a new reality show called The Houston Family Chronicles, which will feature Whitney's daughter, Bobby Christina, the mother, Sissy Houston, and Dionne Warwick every week, whatever it is.
I don't think I like it.
Who cares?
Yeah.
I don't think I like it. It's a family in mourning.
How
are we going to make money off of our dead mama?
Right. NBC has renewed Parks and Recreation for a fourth season, another show that has no reason for why would you? Why? That's a horror. I watched it. I'm so sick of seeing it on American Airlines. The same shows over and over and over again. They also renewed Up All Night and Whitney for a second season. Let's see. They canceled Harry's Law, which is really sad.
Really?
It's a great show.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah. Are You There? Chelsea is canceled. Best Friends Forever and Bent. Plus Awake was canceled. The CW canceled Ringer and Secret Circle. Anybody ever watch? But they did renew Nikita, Heart of Dixie, and Gossip Girl.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm standing in the store of a major retailer in Boston with John, the regional manager. John, how do you have time to stay focused on your customers?
Well, a detailed playbook and support from a team of pros, like CentOS for fire protection.
Now, CentOS is known for uniforms, but their players in fire safety too?
They are. CentOS provides us with complete fire testing, inspection, and repair. Extinguishers, emergency lights, sprinklers, alarms.
The safety rulebook for retail stores is pretty strict. How does CentOS compete?
Well, I used to have to call a sprinkler guy, an alarm guy, basically a different guy for everything. But now with one call, CentOS ensures we meet all regulations.
Sounds like bringing in CentOS for fire safety was a winning move. For more, let's go to the booth.
Fire protection is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't call multiple companies. Call 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck.
I'm going to save the day because I have... to save the day because I have the five steps to a happy marriage. All of you who are listening,
this is one of those don't touch that dial moments.
That's right.
Hey, yay, hey, yay. Bring on the knower of all marriage things to tell us how to have a good marriage.
I'm the Socrates of love.
Oh, hey, baby.
No, you never loved anybody but yourself.
Come join us. Let's step into the day.
I tell you, my trouble, I got the wrong doc. I saw him last week. I told him, Doc, every day I wake up, I look in the mirror, I want to throw up. What's wrong with me? He said, I don't know, but your eyesight is perfect.
It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Joining us now, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is the Master of Medical Information. I like that for credentials, Dr. Ken.
Sounds
you are
good.
The Master of Medical Information. The probiotic products that we've talked about, we've had several of them that we've talked about over the years, Ken. Looks like there's some good news for people who are on these various probiotic products.
I'm proud of my traditional medicine. They published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association front page because 30% of patients, Doug, they take antibiotics. They'll experience diarrhea because the drug, the antibiotic, actually disrupts the gastrointestinal microbes that we naturally have that are important for our own good health and for our immune system. We've discovered here that consuming probiotic-rich foods, they can decrease the risk of diarrhea for patients who are taking antibiotics. So if you have to take an antibiotic, I urge you to take a probiotic.
Probiotics are good. Those of you who listen to Dr. Ken, who's on every weekend here on the Weekend Good Day program, he takes calls from folks, answers email from folks. He is a well-known cardiologist. He does have lots of information about other forms, other things, other realities in medicine. But basically, his skill is really focused on heart and heart disease. So for a heart attack survivor, there's interesting news this week, Ken.
This is out of the medical journal Circulation, Doug, that for heart attack survivors living close to a roadway, they may be hazardous for their health. It appears that exposure to air pollution and traffic noise from the roadway both may help explain the link. Long-term exposure to the air pollution, Doug, it's known to increase the risk of death from heart disease. And some studies have shown that exposure to traffic noise actually increases your blood pressure. So if you had a heart attack, you may want to move far away from the expressway.
I wonder if that's been what has propelled this move around the country on the interstates to build these great big walls. As you come in and out of especially suburban areas into the big cities, you see the construction of these 20-foot walls all around residential areas. You notice that?
Absolutely. I think intuitively people realize that this may not be a healthy thing.
Right. All right. Lots of discussion this week about this obesity study, which suggests nothing new, really. The fact that Americans are getting more and more obese, and in the next 20 years, 40-some-odd percent will be obese. Very important if you're pregnant to be careful in this area, right?
Absolutely. I think this is really an important part of the story that out of Maternal and Children Health Journal this week, women who are obese before pregnancy, they have an elevated risk of bearing children who get relatively low grades in school. So this is just another important reason for women to get down to ideal body weight before getting pregnant to have a healthy child.
Some interesting news on early years depression with Richie's age. Right? If you're Richie's age or Heather's age and you're depressed, what does it lead to sometimes?
Exactly. This is very important to realize whether you are depressed or not. Out of Archives of General Psychiatry this week, people who suffer, Doug, from depression when they're middle-aged, like Rich, or elderly, they may also have a higher risk of dementia later in life. These people with late-life depression were twice as likely to get Alzheimer's disease, and those with both midlife and late-life depression had more than a threefold increased risk of getting Alzheimer's disease. So beware of your risk.
That's pretty good advice. Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Right.
Who's your favorite Good Day staff member? Get more info, read their blogs, or connect with them on the team page at DougStephan.com. What's the coolest video on the web today? See it today and every day at DougStephan.com.